Executive John Brown, Director of Long-Term Paper Policy of the Associated British Insurance, and she wrote the ABI's Retirement 2050 blueprint. Maybe I'm not that interested in Retirement 2050, but anyway.
Thank you for your kind introduction, Paul. It's a great pleasure to be here. It's our grand hall, especially with paintings about the progress of human knowledge and culture all around us. You may have seen last month a book was published by two academics from the London Business School called A 100-Year Life. And it's an exploration of how our lives are changing and will continue to change as our lifespans continue to grow. But far from pandering, the book actually celebrates this arguably realization of a human dream. And the authors posit that our life will change quite dramatically from a three-stage life of education, career, retirement, to a multi-stage life where people have second and third and fourth careers with time spent studying and learning new skills in between. And for a happy 100-year life, they say, you need to invest more in yourself, in your relationships, in your health and fitness, your education, and your financial buffers, which of course brings us right back to long-term savings and the role of the tax system within it. And I think you said in your consultation last year, David, increased longevity makes it more important that all individuals build up an adequate level of pension savings to meet their aspirations in retirement and plan for how they use the savings throughout retirement. So how are we doing against it? There's one enormous success story in building up mass long-term savings, and that is automatic enrollment. In March this year, we passed the 6 million mark. So in terms of coverage, that's a incredibly impressive start. But it's quite a different story when it comes to adequacy. We all know 8% is not enough, and the DWP's projections of future pensioner income show that a large group of people, those earning between £22,000 and £52,000 a year, are not on track for an adequate retirement income at 8%. And of course, we're not even at 8% at this point. And given that we'll reach a tipping point at about 2030, when the majority of people's retirement savings will actually come from DC pensions, because DB pension provision continues to fade away, that is the key challenge you have to address in savings policy. And the tax system has a hugely important role in tackling that. And historically, or rather until now, I suppose, the pensions, it's relied on the system, as you described, David and Paul, of providing tax relief other marginal rate of income tax, and has controlled the fiscal cost of that through adjusting the annual and lifetime allowances. And that's intellectually pure, but also means that three quarters of tax relief flow to those under higher and additional rate tax bands, but 80% of taxpayers are actually basic rate taxpayers. You call it madness, Paul. I agree that to address that arguably disaster of affairs, that those who have are given more still, you've put forward a sales bonus, a single incentive for all, supporting those who need more help to provide for retirement income. We believe that simple to communicate, fairer, builds an auto-enrollment that's much better targeted and is sustainable with the right parameters. Others have, of course, argued that we should turn the system on its head, that we should move to an ISA-style pension system where contributions are made from taxed income, government bonuses applied, and retirement income is taken tax-free. The other record would say we think that's wrong-headed for three main reasons. Firstly, what it does to the macroeconomy. We have the National Institute of Economic and Social Research, which is another impeachable outfit, model the impact. And what they found was pension ISA will lead to GDP, savings and investments, and productivity all falling as pensioners are gradually taking out income tax, and the tax burden is concentrated on those who are young and those who are of working age. And that's at the very point where we know from the projections of the Office for Budget Responsibility that the costs of the aging society are going up quite dramatically in terms of the state pension, health and care costs. So it would be another kick in the teeth for the young. Secondly, the pension ISA will heavily disrupt automatic enrollment. We need to run a dual system for at least 50 years, creating hugely complex implementation issues and hundreds of thousands of new, small EET pension pots. That disruption risks undermining employer engagement, which is key for the continued success of automatic enrollment. pension ISA would be most beneficial to the wealthiest. That's because whilst everybody would get the same on the way in, people at retirement pay, of course, different levels of tax, and wealthy pensioners would be let off tax for their pension savings in their entirety, benefiting more. So from a targeted perspective, we don't think that's efficient. But to a degree, I think this is all a bit academic, given where we are now post-EU referendum vote. Because given the turmoil that has caused, further fundamental changes to pension taxes, whatever stripe, either single rate or pension ISA, are not, we think, the right way to go. Or any more now than at any other time is actually stability to let things settle down and to reassure savers. We came to one thing, however, I think, which was about the only aspect where all respondents to the consultation agreed. We can talk to people about tax relief in much more simple terms. We know that most people, obviously not here tonight, don't have particularly positive associations with tax. That tax doesn't do taxing, folks, just probably don't help particularly either. We also know that most people don't understand at all how tax relief works, so we'd quite like to see a much better way of communicating the benefits of tax relief to savers, and we'll seek to build on our cross-industry project to simplify pension language to do that and see how that might work. But we should also remember that tax relief is not the be-all and end-all to tackling the savings challenge. Engagement is at least as important. The EBI has offered its support to your colleagues in Treasury to make the pension dashboard a reality, to help people find all of their pension pots and actually start beginning to map out what their journey through life and their retirement income actually, what they actually want it to look like. Supporting people to realise their aspirations for their much longer life, some of the biggest challenges for public policy and for us as a society, and the EBI and its members are passionate about.